some Wisconsin school districts will be seeing more money in state funding this year, but not all of them. It's Monday, October 16th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show this morning, community organizations in Milwaukee are focusing on prenatal care to prevent more maternal deaths. Hope Kerwin will bring us that story. And how about this? A construction project in Oshkosh unearthed an ancient Native American village. Joe Schultz will bring us that one. Stay with us.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Wisconsin school districts are learning exactly how much money they'll be receiving in state funding this year. Corrine Hess reports not all the districts will be getting more money.
Only about 60% of the state's 421 school districts will see an increase in general school aid. The funding offsets local property taxes. The aid is calculated using a formula that includes local property values, enrollment, and district spending along with what is budgeted by the state. The state's largest school districts, Madison and Milwaukee, are seeing very different general aid results. Madison Metropolitan School District will have a decrease of about $6 million. Milwaukee Public Schools will see an increase of about $54 million. Student enrollments declined and spending increased in both districts. Madison was penalized because its property values have gone up faster than Milwaukee's. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The owner of a Northwoods Brew Pub is trying to end the state's private voucher school program with a new lawsuit. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstad regularly mixes his business operations with fights for liberal causes. This time, he's trying to end the nearly $570 million voucher program. Bangstad says state government funding for private schools is financially devastating Wisconsin's public education system. Corey Brewer with the conservative law firm, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, says the group will file a motion to stop the case from moving forward. Wisconsin's Choice program serves more than 52,000 students.
This lawsuit is politically motivated to get rid of an immensely popular and transformational program for a lot of families, and Will stands prepared to defend it.
State Superintendent Jill Underley says she welcomes any opportunity that would strengthen public education. A Milwaukee nonprofit and Fredert Health are launching a new partnership to bring prenatal care to the city. As Hope Kerwin reports, the program hopes to help improve maternal and infant health outcomes.
Penfield Children's Center will bring together people with similar due dates for group pregnancy care and classes. Participants will receive prenatal checkups through a new maternal mobile health clinic operated by Fredert. The partnership hopes to address the much higher rate of pregnancy-related deaths in Black women in Wisconsin than in the nation as a whole. Lori Disk is director of women's services at Fredert Hospital. She says regular checkups are important, but there are other factors impacting maternal health.
Housing, food insecurity. There is a lot of things that the partnership with Penfield can help link those patients back to the services that they need.
Disk says they hope to help improve infant mortality rates, another area where Wisconsin sees worse outcomes for Black people. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the U.S. Supreme Court will have the last word on whether Justice Janet Protasiewicz should recuse herself from a lawsuit on redistricting. But legal experts say that's far from certain. In 2009, the U.S. Supreme Court required a West Virginia justice to recuse from a case, but that's because he got $3 million in campaign donations directly from the plaintiff. Loyola Law School professor Justin Levitt says that was a direct contribution and says Democratic Party donations to the Protasiewicz campaign are expected when justices are elected.
I don't think that the issues like Caperton about the appearance of impropriety or whether the judge should recuse are going to be particularly powerful. And I think the rest of the issues that might be at play here are really issues of state law.
Levitt says talk from Voss of appealing any ruling from Wisconsin's Supreme Court could be a way to show Republicans that he's listening without actually committing to any specifics. And finally, how about this? A road construction project in Oshkosh led to the discovery of an ancient Native American village that dates back centuries. Joe Schultz has more on how archaeologists are working to document the site.
The city partnered with UW-Milwaukee to ensure it complies with state laws protecting historic sites. Early in the project, officials discovered a historic Native American village that dates back to between 900 and 1600 AD. Jennifer Haas is an archaeological researcher at UW-Milwaukee.
We know from not only the Menominee Park area, but that an entire region along the northwest shore of Lake Winnebago, that there was really a dense concentration of American Indian villages there.
When archaeologists finish documenting the site, the plan is to continue the road project. The city hopes to finish construction in the spring. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hey, quick note before we get out of here, shout out to the UW Badgers women's volleyball team breaking the record for the best starts in program history. They are 17-0 on the year after beating both Rutgers and Maryland over the weekend. The Badgers will be taking on 22nd-ranked Ohio State at home. That's going to be coming up this Wednesday night. Shout out to the Badgers. And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be right here in your podcast feed every single weekday morning. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.